With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Nate Hedgie. There are hundreds of microbreweries scattered across the Mountain West. In fact, in parts of our region, there are more breweries per capita than most anywhere else in the country. Many of them sell their beers in aluminum cans. But with the Trump administration's proposal to slap a steep tariff on imported aluminum, the beer industry is feeling nervous. Matt Leo is executive director of the Montana Brewers Association. He says the tariff means cans could cost a penny more.
Which may not sound like a whole lot, but when you start to multiply that out, even a small brewery brewing under 10,000 barrels a year, we're talking about thousands of dollars.
And millions of dollars for the entire U.S. brewing industry, according to the Beer Institute. They're a D.C.-based trade organization. Paul Marshall is a managing partner of Draftworks Brewery in Montana.
There's only two ways to do the math. Either we eat the cost or we pass the cost on to our consumers. And that's, you know, always an uncomfortable. There's no good answer to that when you have rising costs.
MillerCoors, which operates a massive brewery in Colorado, said on Twitter the tariffs could also lead to a loss of jobs in the industry. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.